Welcome, everybody. This is Soul Circle number 3, 3 of 4 meetings. So this one is going to be performed just before the person goes out on the land for what's called a soul quest. And a 30-second description of it, your friend can describe it in detail if they wish, is basically a weekend ceremony where the first day they spend out on the land, fasting from food, from company, from comfort, and praying. And it is just a way of really sinking into openness and receptivity to the inquiry, what do I do with this one wild, precious life, as the poet Mary Oliver put it. How do I find, what is my place, the place where my deep joy and gladness and the world's hunger and ache meets, as the theologian Friedrich Buechner put it. So this meeting will have 2 parts. So the first is the Death Lodge ceremony. And what it basically means is that in order to be reborn, we need to die first. In order to make room for, let's say, a marriage, we need to surrender being single. So what do we say goodbye to? We say goodbye to the things that are too small for us, the things that keep us cramped. We say goodbye to our past. We offer forgiveness to friends and family so that we don't drag our grievances behind us in a long black bag endlessly. In old times, in certain tribal traditions, there was a physical death lodge, and when a person had the sense that their time was almost up, they would signal that to the tribe by going to the death lodge, and they would say goodbye to the tribe. So this is like that, in that we're making a huge, momentous leap of transformation from life 1.0 to 2.0. So your friend will slowly, with eyes closed, go inside and ask the question, what has become too small for my life? There may be addictions. I mean that mostly with a small A, you know, sugar and screens and caffeine and alcohol and video games. Things, time wasters that we all do, as if life weren't incredibly short. There's ways of being in the world that we've basically outgrown, but they're just still kind of holding on. Like when you were a kid and the tooth was basically all wiggly and just hanging by a thread, but we were afraid to pull it. So this is basically not yanking teeth out, but it's basically what is already ripe, like a ripe avocado, just ready to drop to the ground. So this is really a dying ceremony. What needs to be composted? And it can be a terrifying prospect to let go of a familiar life, even though it isn't fully satisfying. So this symbolic ritual is really quite powerful, and you are bearing witness And if everyone takes this seriously, there is a death happening during the ceremony. Saying goodbye. I remember once doing one of these ceremonies many years ago, and I was inviting all the ghosts of my past, people alive and literally dead, and a line of old girlfriends that I needed to really say goodbye to, or could be old bosses or parents or family members. So we're saying goodbye to accustomed ways of being that no longer serve. And it's a narrowing. We're actually saying goodbye to possibilities. Possibilities is an overrated word. At first, when we're quite young, it's very appropriate. Everything is possible. Well, everything isn't actually possible, but we hold it as if that were true to an extent. But as we get older, we actually want to narrow the possibilities. We want to narrow the field until we can allow the arrow of our lives to hit the bullseye of that place where we can live our destiny and a fulfilled life that has a positive impact on the world. Saying goodbye is good. Saying goodbye is very good. And make space for mourning. There are some dreams that aren't going to get fulfilled. And to really tenderly take some time. It may seem sort of funny for me to mourn being a ski racer, a downhill ski racer, or a jazz drummer. But there was a time when those desires were really alive in me. And so what desires were alive in you that have begun to fade, and it's appropriate that they're fading? So it's just an acknowledgement that not every single desire and passion will come to some complete fruition and flowering. And there's a mourning there. But what that allows is those flowers which were never meant to come to a full blossom to be composted and allow that one tall, glorious sunflower to emerge. That's the sweetness of life, is to be that one flower that you're meant to be. So that's the Death Lodge ceremony. And your friend will do it in any way that they see fit. They'll trust their own intuition how to speak to this dying process. Your friend can't do this wrong. And your job, of course, as always, is to be fully present and witness. You are like a hospice worker. You're like a friend coming to the deathbed of your friend who's preparing to make the momentous leap from having a body to not having a body. And so this time the deathbed is from life 1.0 to 2.0. And you are very fortunate to be invited to be a witness to this Death Lodge ceremony. The second part of Soul Circle number 3 is the Declaration of Intent. And here your friend will read their letter to soul. So in this Purpose Discovery program, every participant was asked to just write a letter. Why, for them in particular, they've chosen to spend a weekend giving attention to this question: what is my place? What is my destiny? What is my true work, my true vocation? What is my purpose? And So they've been asked to write a letter to the mystery, to soul, to their gut, their intuition, to life itself, and declare specifically what it is they hope to get. That's really important. The answers are important, but the questions, a very well-defined, highly pixelated question. What is the question of the quester? And so they wrote a paragraph or two or three or four, and they're going to read it out loud slowly. And your job, again, is to simply listen. Occasionally, there can be a reflection or a question you can ask, either with the Death Lodge ceremony or with the letter, but mostly you are receiving their intent, their commitment, their desire, their longing, their ache. And that's it. Death Lodge ceremony, declaration of intent in the form of reading the letter out loud, and that is Soul Circle number 3.